After 5 years of trying, the Defense Department may finally be getting somewhere with its request for another round of base realignments and closures, BRAC. Although the House and Senate have both passed language that would prohibit another BRAC round in the foreseeable future, two top senators are circulating an amendment that would change that and begin a base closure process by the year 2021. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu writes about it in this week's edition of the DoD Reporter's Notebook. And why the change of heart, and where's it coming from, Jared?
Well, we don't know if there's going to be a change of heart yet, but we at least see some glimmers of possibly a thaw in this congressional dislike for the BRAC process coming from Senators John McCain and Jack Reed, of course, the chairman and the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. The Senate and the House have, as you said, have both passed language that would prohibit another BRAC in the coming years. So this would be an amendment that would actually go on to the 2018 NDAA when it gets to the Senate floor, whenever that actually happens sometime in the next month or two. McCain has been one of the few members of Congress who's been willing to suggest that it actually finally is time to conduct another BRAC round, but he's criticized the process that's happening, that's happened in the past five rounds. He's basically said this is a coward's way out, the way that we've been doing it so far. That way, of course, is to turn a lot of the legwork over to an independent commission, sort of a technocratic approach that is supposed to take the politics out of deciding which bases to close and which ones to not close. So there would be several differences in the process that McCain and Reid are proposing, the biggest one being there would not be an independent commission. The Senate Armed Services Committee, the House Armed Services Committee, the other defense committees would sort of fill in for what the BRAC commissions of the past, going back to the 90s, have done, and sort of take up that role themselves, which is an interesting approach given that the BRAC process was supposed to take politics out of the entire thing. What they would end up doing essentially is taking a list of proposed base closures from DOD. The committees would then evaluate those, have a chance to push back against those, and then DOD would then submit a final list on which Congress would then give an up or down vote. They wouldn't be able to offer individual amendments. So in some ways, it would sort of mirror the BRAC process that we have today. But the initial, that up or down list, sure, that they would have to vote on would be developed by the Defense Department, but after they jumped through a lot of other hoops, which we can also talk about.
Well, the history of this is that Congress is terrible at being able to close things in members' own districts. I mean, the VA is going through another review of its many, many buildings, and they tried this about 15 years ago, and it collapsed because no one would close anything, even a tool shed, in their own district.
That's right. And that's why the BRAC process came about in the first place, because Congress, during the wind down of the Cold War, ended up deciding, look, we cannot be trusted to ever vote to close down a single military base because it's going to be in somebody's district. It's going to be in somebody's state. Every single proposal is going to get voted down in one way or another. So that's why they developed this process where DOD proposes a list, an independent commission goes out and holds public hearings. There's plenty of opportunity for public input, but more or less lawmakers' hands stay out of it. Again, McCain thinks that's an act of cowardice for Congress to abdicate its responsibility. So he wants to at least try this approach where Congress inserts itself again. But the proposal, I should say, is also designed to get around or address several of the most common complaints that you hear about the BRAC process from Capitol Hill and the excuses that they give for not authorizing another BRAC process. One of those, of course, is that the last BRAC round in 2005 ended up having much higher upfront costs than were initially expected. So this proposal would actually put a cap on whatever proposals DOD makes, saying that they cannot cost more than $5 billion to implement on the front end. Every individual recommendation for a base closure has to pay for itself within 10 years. And in the aggregate, all of the recommendations for closures have to pay for themselves within 7 years. So that's one of the most common objections you hear, is just cost. The other objection that's come up a lot lately is that, well, we expect the military to be growing in the coming years, so we don't know that we can trust DOD's current estimates about how much excess infrastructure they have, which are that they believe that they have about 22% excess infrastructure in the aggregate across all the military services. So the argument is this is a terrible time to start closing down bases because we don't know what we're going to be needing. So the McCain-Reed proposal addresses that by saying, hey, DOD, when you draw up this list of recommendations that you're going to send over to Congress, you have to go in with the assumption that we're going to have a Navy of 355 ships, 1,500 combat-coded aircraft in the Air Force, an Army of 60 brigade combat teams, and three Marine Expeditionary Forces in the Marine Corps. So a much bigger military that we have today. DOD would have to use those assumptions when it evaluates all of the real estate that it has now and plan for those needs before it decides, you know, what actually is excess and which bases it wants to close. So again, those are the two most common complaints that you hear from Congress. McCain and Reid seem to be trying to address those on the front end to at least, you know, chip away at some of the political opposition that we've seen, as you said, for the past 5 years to even thinking about another BRAC round.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. And so this linkage between the size of the military and the size of its footprint, I wonder how much sense that really makes, because if you cut back 22% and you have 5% more military, well, you can always fit another airplane on a runway. You can always add another wing to a dormitory or add another officer's house. So it sounds like they're kind of creating a straw man here almost.
It is a straw man for the reasons, in my opinion, for the reasons you cited, but also because historically no BRAC round has gotten rid of all of DOD's excess infrastructure. I'm going off the top of my head here, but I think, you know, on average, each previous round has gotten rid of about 5% of the excess infrastructure that's been around at any given time. The amount that DOD has right now is basically a historic high, 22%. Most of that in the Army and in the Air Force, the Marine Corps and the Navy are not in such bad shape. But no BRAC round is ever going to get rid of all the excess inventory. Almost no matter what they do would leave plenty of wiggle room for future growth. But leaving that aside, they're again telling DOD to build your recommendations on the assumption that we're going to have a military that's much larger than it is today, you know, almost irrespective of how politically realistic that is, because no one yet has come up with any sort of funding plan for how we would get to that fleet of 355 ships in the Navy, et cetera, et cetera.
And what does Secretary Mattis think of all of this?
He has not said a whole lot so far, other than that he also favors another BRAC round, much as, you know, each of the secretaries in the Obama administration did. DOD's current working assumptions that Mattis has echoed are that they can save about $2 billion per year on an ongoing basis from another BRAC round. But one of the comments that he's made recently that BRAC opponents have seized on is that he is not entirely sure that the 22% estimates that DOD has been working with for the past few years are entirely accurate if they build to the size of the military that he is advocating for. He has not said that we shouldn't do another BRAC. He's just said that he would like to do a little bit more study himself before he feels confident in the exact amount of excess infrastructure that DOD has. But to be clear, he has never said that DOD doesn't have a lot of excess infrastructure.
So we don't have a meltdown against the BRAC ban, but maybe a crack in the ice.
Yeah, a little bit of a crack in the ice, and it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I think it's fair to say that these are the two highest profile members of Congress that we've ever seen come out in favor of at least exploring the idea of another BRAC round.
Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu, thanks so much.
You got it.
Be sure to check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.